This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so the Federal Executive Council approved the sum of 506 billion naira for the reconstruction of the East-West Road. Now, from that money, a chunk of it, I think up to about 2 billion plus, I would have to verify that figure, would go to the Eleme One axis of the East-West Road. Well, you know that a protest was billed to hold on that road today. What's the fate of it? On the news, you heard that, well, they are looking at withdrawing from the protests, the youths, Ogoni youths. But is this something to excite us? I was actually looking at the activities on that East-West Road, and various times, several amounts of monies have been said, have been mentioned that would be needed to complete that road. In 2018, in fact, and most recently, the Minister of Transportation, at the time, former Minister of Transportation, Rotimi Amaechi, had said that over 100 billion was needed to complete the East-West Road. Now, with the flooding situation and how bad the road has become, you would expect, and then with the economic realities, you expect that that money would have been tripled. So what happened was that there was an increase in the amount of monies required for the reconstruction of the road. The allocation for the reconstruction of the roads was increased from an initial 246 billion naira to 506 billion naira. And that would also factor in the economic situation. Well, my guest today is President Ogoni Liberation Movement, Legbosi Yamabana. He would be speaking with us as to the protest that's been suspended, the particular approval. Should we be happy about it? I mean, this is not the first time we're having these approvals happen. It's not going to be the last, perhaps. Or we pray this will be the last. But does this guarantee that the work will be done? Does it guarantee that the work will be done? On Facebook, we are live at Nigeria Info PH. Join us there, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. Watch, listen, and contribute. Are you convinced that this time the East-West Road will be completed, or is it just another political move? That's the question for you, our listener. Let's get your perspective. I will go over to my guest in the studio now. Mr. Yamabana, you're welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Morning.
Well, we woke up to the good news. Not really woke up to. The good news came. The FEC approved a certain amount of money, over 500 billion. What does that spell for the East-West Road, and most especially the Eleme One axis of that road?
Well, the news came to us with some stream of joy because, Andrew, you know, we've been on this advocacy for far too long. And it coincided with even today, because as at this morning, if FEG had not approved that money, we could have been on the road. Remember, we were here the last time and we told you that from thence, when we appeared to the end of this last month, which just terminated 2 days ago, we are going to occupy that road. So all of this, you know, gave birth to this news that we are hearing, because whilst we were planning the protest, we are also talking with the government, you know, and it is good that they make hay while the sun shines. It is good that this approval has come. This approval is a good thing to all and sundry.
But this would not be the first approval for the construction of the road.
No, this approval is so significant because of the following reasons.
What makes it very significant?
Because of this reason.
Because it's not the first.
Yes, it's not. It's not, but the significance of this one cannot be overemphasized.
Which is?
This road was awarded in 2006.
Mm.
and re-awarded in 2014 to the tune of 246 billion. And that is from Warri to Eket. Now, because of the changes in price of materials, construction materials, the companies handling the road had to go for variation. And without that variation being approved, this company cannot proceed. It's an engineering thing. Because you cannot work with the former award contract. Because if you do so, you will be doing so at your own peril until government approve your variation. And that is what has been responsible for the work not commencing. That is what has been stalling the construction of this road. Now that this approval has been granted and approved, the company cannot proceed. Mind you, there are some monies already in the kitty of the company. The Sukuk fund is there and some other funds.
But they were not able to proceed
because this variation had not been approved then.
But my point is, at the time when it was first approved, it was approved with the economic realities of that time. We didn't see much work done.
No, there was no approvals. It was award.
Oh, it was award?
Yes, it was award.
There was no approval.
Yes. This one is a variation that they did, an increase in price. You know?
So the work that we saw...
A new BQ, a new quotation altogether, because there were some additions made to the road, so especially the
work,
these our houses.
So the work that we saw on the East-West Road before it stopped was as a result of what?
The work that you saw on the East-West Road, I just told you that the road was awarded as far back as 2006.
That's my question. That's why I'm saying at that time, it was with that economic reality, but it wasn't completed. Work was not still done. So what is the guarantee that, oh, this is significant? Does this mean that you are not going to go on any protest again?
No, we have, of course, we have called our youth that we had asked to come out earlier today to return back to base. In fact, as a matter of fact, the protest has been called off. And the reason...
Oh, not suspended.
Not suspended.
Called off. So you're not going back on a protest
we
again.
Are not
I want
going
you to clarify.
The
so, if by chance or by any means we see that work that was supposed to be done isn't being done, what happens then?
The work will be done. I'm telling you because we did not just Suomoto called off the protest. We called off the protest in consultation with critical stakeholders. We have spoken with the company handling the road, and they have told us that work will commence in earnest very soon. We have spoken with the federal government, and like I said, other stakeholders. So we are cocksure that sooner or later, work will start, starting with the remedial repairs, so that it can carry the integrity of the road within this time. Then during the dry season, which the minister has promised, the work will start in
earnest. Saying that
all of these discussions are
How much percentage goes to the LMA on the axis of the road?
Yes, because
billion?
The 506 billion is for the entire stretch.
Yes.
But the percentage that goes to the Ogoni axis, which is from LMA Junction to One Junction, is 112
billion. 112
billion. Yes, that is what we are getting.
Mm. All right, let's open the phone lines first and hear from our listener. We're asking whether you think this would mean an end to the complaint of the state of the East-West Road, or you think it's just something that is political. Of course, with the campaigns ahead, and many have questioned the government's work in this region, some people are already saying, well, this is just the same old song. It's happened before and it can happen again. My guest here thinks otherwise. What do you think? Are you convinced this time? 07009230923. Again, call the number 07009230923. Please, this is the only number you should call, no other. You want to have a conversation with us? Again, I'll give out this number. Call 07009230923. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Some of us are in the habit of dialing the WhatsApp number. Please don't call. Only send WhatsApp messages. Thank you very much. Walter is calling from Rukboku. Let's hear what Walter thinks. Good morning.
Andrew, my brother, good morning.
You're welcome.
This is not the first time, third, second, you know, we have been hearing this type of music playing every time. Well, the thing is that the man that is on the studio, is he sure that this money has been disbursed out? If we have been disbursed, are the contractors on site to start the job? Because we have started politics now, where the political rally now, they are making promises and they're, you know, doing this and that. At the end of the day, nothing goes on. Nothing happened on that road. My brother, if you go to that place, you see what people are suffering. That road is too bad. It's too bad. The federal government is not doing anything about that road. And the citizens are not serious. The youths, they give them money, all of them can relax. Nothing is happening. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much, Walter. So you can hear it's not the first time, it's not the second time, it's not the third time. Well, you've assured us that there is no protest whatsoever any longer because you are very convinced that the road would be done if, let's say, for one reason or the other, it doesn't go according to your plan. Should we hold you responsible if you decide to go on a protest?
Well, Andrew, we painstakingly got to where we are now. People don't understand. This thing took a whole lot of time.
And no, we understand the whole process and before, it was talked about every time.
I am the president general of Ogoni Youth.
Mm-hmm.
I am the man that is at the helm of this protest. I'm the one calling for it. I called for it up in issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also the one telling us that as of today, there will be no need for that protest. Let me tell you something.
As of today. Now it's sounding different.
No consequence
to
this.
You had earlier said you were not going to go on a protest because you're convinced that this was going to happen. Now you're saying as of today. So it means if something changes tomorrow, no, you go on a protest?
You're actually quoting me out of context.
No, I'm trying to get clarity so we can hold you to your words.
There is an approval for funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have it on good authority that there are other sources of funding from the NNPC credit scheme, from the Sukuk, and from the budgetary allocation. So funds will no longer be a problem. That's taken.
The road is still with the Ministry of Works.
Of course, Ministry of Works and Housing. Secondly, the company is now free to go ahead to do their work, and they have confided in us.
All right.
They have told us that in NS. So I do not see any sharp bend there that will not cost.
Let's hear from Patrick first. Good morning, Patrick. Sadly, we lost that call from Patrick. Remember, we're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments. What is your thought about this? Do you describe it as some political move, or are you convinced that this time we would get to see the completion of the East-West Road? Let us get your thoughts. On WhatsApp, send your messages to 08090306416. That's a WhatsApp number. If you want to call us, the number is 07009230923. Alozi from Omuma. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
I greet your guest in the studio.
Yes.
The issue about the approving of fund, I want to ask your guest this morning, have you followed it up and confirm if this money have been duly approved by federal government? And secondly, the thing I discover about the East-West Road, especially the LMA Ogoni ISIS, is this. The contractors who the federal government give this contract, they are Ogoni people and LMA people are not following it as it's supposed to be. At the end of the day now, this money has been assigned. They will feel reluctant. That same unionism they follow to protest, they should use it to follow up the contractor to make sure that they speed the construction of this road so that this accident, that will stop. It's very, very important that they follow the contractor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Aloy from Accra Road. Good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
Andrew, I am aware that last week the minister of works, Fashola, said that as of today they are owing over 10 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm correct.
Around that figure.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
So if that is the case, I don't know where the fake is going to get money. How they are going to source money, according to what your guys are saying, where they're going to get money to. As long as I'm concerned, this is politics. They're just doing, this is the political time. They're trying to buy time with all the territories they are doing. Because first of all, I told everyone that wants to hear that, that last, that they were owing contractors over 10 trillion. So how is this going to happen?
Fantastic question, Aloy. Well, I'm sure you heard that, those comments, not just contractors, workers said they were supposed to even be paid, and some other monies he said that they were owing the Ministry of Works, and this road is under that ministry. You don't think that's going to affect the procedure?
Well, I do not think so. I just relayed some sources and channels of funding for the road to you. And do you know that, like I was saying before you cut in, NMPC has what they call the credit scheme, where every year, like for instance, last year, 2021, they dole out 620 billion to construct roads across the country. And this road leads to the NMPC facility, the refinery in Alesa. And NMPC has also said that they are ready to also throw in money for the construction of this road. I'm telling you, I don't know about the entire stretch, but I'm telling you that for the purposes and for the section which falls within
so
this area.
You are
area,
confident that that element on that section that 112 will be taken
billion,
care of.
That 112 billion for that our section will not be a problem. Let me tell you, and let Niger Deltas even thank us for what we did. If not for the agitation and the advocacy we did, this road could have been left about like the way it was. Now it has now engulfed and benefited the entire stretch.
Perhaps the flooding contributed to why the other parts of the East-West Road was looked at, don't you think?
I'm telling you that the major hinge is what we did and what we are doing, honestly. Yeah, and it is for the humanity. So we are also happy that it came out the way it came out.
Quite all right, recognizable is what you did, the protests that you had in agitations. But then wouldn't you also look into, because what was even said by the FEC was, for the East West Road, majorly was the flooding that has destroyed the Imbiama axis, or the axis of the road, which is almost impossible at the moment. And that led to why they had to do what they did. And then the LMLNA road became
beneficiary
as well. Of course,
it's one of the factors.
But I would like you to reaffirm for us, before we go on a short commercial, you are convinced that the LMLNA axis of the East West Road will be attended to. The money is available, and that means that there is no more protest, and the contractors as well will get the cooperation of the youths and the communities around that area.
We are going to give the contractors 100% support because this is what we cried for. And we are also advising the contractors not to be funny, because as I speak with you, we already have a task force, you know, made up of professionals that will be monitoring to ensure that they do the route according to specifications, because we have the contract even within our archives. So we are going to also monitor the contractor to ensure that everything goes seamlessly. But for the protest, like I told you, for now, we are not going on any protest. And if the Nigerian...
What about for later?
If the Nigerian story happened to this... Of course, when you push a man to the wall, what do you expect? But we pray we don't get to that stage. Whilst today, I am calling on my youth to stay action on anything about protest. So if there's any changes in the future, we will also come back and, of course, you know, let the public know.
Are you speaking to youths under the Ogoni Youth Liberation?
Ogoni Youth Federation. The entire Ogoni Youth, yes.
All right. Okay, then. We'll go on a short commercial. And when we come back, the conversation continues. Perhaps you tell us whether or not there are plans for youths from the communities to work with these companies while the road is being reconstructed. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, and my guest, Legbasi Yamabana, in the studio with me. You can contribute on Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH. You can also send us WhatsApp messages. The number is 08090. 306416. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, thank you for staying tuned. Welcome back live. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can watch, listen, and contribute at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Legbosi Yamabana is with me in the studio. Ogoni Youth Liberation Movement. Oh, it says Federation now.
Ogoni Youth Federation.
Federation. Ogoni Youth Federation President. Well, we're having a conversation around the $506 billion approved for the construction of the East-West Road, and from that, the $112 billion that is allocated to the Eleme On Air section of the road. He has said quite a lot, and at the moment, he says any protest or strike has been called off. Whether it's going to resume or instituted again, that's what he has not clarified for me. And I'm trying to get him to tell us whether or not they will not go on any more strikes. Conversations should have been held with the companies on how the youth from those communities would be involved in the construction work. Did that happen, or could that be another reason that a protest might occur?
No, I'm not sure we are going to get to the stage where we'll have issues with the contractor. The contractor know what to do, and I believe they will do the needful. And the needful is simple. The local content component of the job must go to the host communities. And that's simple. It is not it's a law that they must follow. They are Israeli, and they know what to do. It's not the first time they have been there. Remember, I told you this road was awarded since 2006. So they were the ones that constructed from Akwa Ibom even down to the trailer park as it's where they stopped. You know, so they've been around in our community. We've had very smooth working relationship, so engagement of the youth is not going to be a problem at all. All of that discussion will be handled and taken care of.
All right, let's take a few WhatsApp messages first before we go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Kudos to the East President for their efforts that yielded this result. My advice to him is that let there be total support to the contractor, total security, no unnecessary matching ground fee that would be an excuse to abandon the work, and they should not relax but monitor the work, because Nigerian contractors are funny. They always slow down work to get variations. Joe, sending that message. Well, this is something that you mentioned that you're going to definitely do, follow through with the activities. This one says, we will at all times come to a dead end like this, where our leaders would threaten storm and brimstone only to align with the very government that kept their promises. They're going to clean up, suffer the same fate. The young man there has been lured away from the people. Money must have changed hands, allegedly, Prince. Well, it's another accusation that many think it's political, because the cleanup, many are saying it's not at the pace it should be going, and it's not where it should be ever since the government made that declaration for the cleanup to commence. And they're liking that to this situation, to that cleanup exercise. Well, you are saying that confidently, you're sure that sources for funds from other places are available. And even though the Minister of Works has said that the ministry or the government owes contractors, workers, you do not think it's going to affect especially the Eleme On Air axis of the road?
That is our position, you know, that money will not be a problem. But let me tell you, Andrew, in the events and try to play hanky-panky, what I'm saying is not cast on stone. We shall always call them out. It is simple. As for the Ogoni cleanup, it's on record. We took High Prep and Ministry of Environment to court, and that's what gave birth to the now repackage Ogoni cleanup you're seeing. We have been on advocacies on several fronts to agitate for the betterment of our people. We are not interested in what the other young man said, that perhaps I have been giving money. What does it mean? I have been giving money. Is he not seeing results? Did we just call off the protest without any action? I mean, you should commend us. We threatened and we wanted to carry out a protest today, and yesterday they approved money. Does it think it came on a platter?
But don't you think perhaps it's because election periods, and then the government might not want you to go block that road, because of course it's a very economical road to the country. Hence the reason why they did what they did, and it might just end there.
Whatever the government's gimmicks are, it is none of our business. Our interest is that our eyes is on the ball, and we are following up this matter judiciously. We are not kidding. We are not sleeping on our resting on our oars. You know, within the lifespan of 1 week, I've been to Abuja 4 times in respect to this issue. We are taking drastic step for our generation. We are fighting for our people. And it's not about self. It's about getting results. And this is the first step to getting the result that we all desired for. Right. So when the government has done something a little bit better, good, why you lambast them while not doing anything? When they have done something, they also deserve some commendation.
All right, this one says, I bet you that the approved reconstruction of the East-West Road will not see the light of day. It's a mere political move to woo the Niger Deltans into voting for the failed government. The man in your studio has allegedly taken some mouth-watering sugar plum from the federal government, automatically shut down the scheduled protest today, and the good people of Rivers, the Niger Delta at large, wouldn't back out for whatever selfish reasons of any individual. Frank Marshall from LMA. Well, so that's another accusation towards you. And maybe not just you, but any other person who is involved in this whole movement. Should we hold you responsible if these things don't happen? For me, it's just normal promise and fail. Cliff Austin Rodriguez. So it's the same thing I'm saying. Now you're saying you're sure. If tomorrow it doesn't happen, especially for the LMA on air access of the road, well, he's asking, should they hold you responsible?
Well, before I answer that question, let me tell you, Andrew, you know, even our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was fighting for humanity, people accused him of several crimes and even killed him unjustly. Now, the issue of young men coming up and say that we must have collected money is really funny. It's the difference between facts and fiction. We are talking about a road, a fund that we are approved at the Federal Executive Council, consequence to agitations from this angle. And people, instead of commending that effort, are now bringing about thumping up sentiment and frivolities. This is really trivial to me. It doesn't make sense. Now, having said that, I have not said categorically that if government does not come and fix that road, if the contractor is not on site, you know, that we are going to keep quiet like that. I didn't say so. But I'm telling you that from my own independent and collective movement and investigation thus far, money for the construction of this road will no longer be the problem, because the variation has been approved and the contractor had told us severally that they were waiting for the variation for work to commence. And even after the money has been approved, we have also reached out to the contractor, whom has told us that they are ready to work. And that is what, see, let me tell you, Israeli, this ROCC is a multinational company. Once they have their records right, like this variation, they can even go ahead and do the job. Then later government pays them. These are the only road they are constructing in the country. If you go to Lagos, Ibadan, they are still there. So in as much as they have had this deal, this contract seal, this work will commence.
Let's hear
from and I'm
Obed.
Telling you that if they don't do so, we will not also rest on our oars.
Obed is calling from Rumokuta this morning. Hello, Obed.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Go on.
Yes, Andrew, let me commend your guest in the studio. I have followed him up to various stations. He has been outspoken when it comes to the issues that affect the people of River State and Niger Delta at large. I think this man needs commendation. Instead of people making a spurious allegation, you understand, it is wrong. Look, I have followed him up. And when he has said this, he's following it up. Myself, I was in support of this protest, because all the promises made regarding this road have not been fulfilled. You understand? Especially most people who were on top of the situation at regard to this road, the former governor of River State, who was at it at every given time during the addition of Goodluck Jonathan, all of them became so mute suddenly. So this man has been there, has been speaking, and he's following it up. I think he needs commendation. Thank you very much, the young man in the studio. God bless you.
All right, Obed from Rumokuta, thank you. You're aware that there have been many times where we've had government approve something but funds not been released.
Well, the last time when we did the same...
And I want you to agree first that approval is different from release of funds.
This issue is a little bit different from where you're coming from. It's not the same perspective.
Okay.
Because I've just told you that even the company itself has some fund in its kitty already.
Okay.
And that they are waiting for that variation. So this one, the government know the risks of not releasing funds almost immediately. They know the risks.
Okay. This message on WhatsApp says, approval doesn't equal release. Okay, just what we just talked about. Have been around government long enough to know that. We, however, are grateful the differential has been approved. That's another step further. This one here says on WhatsApp, good morning. I believe this is just another political gimmick like the purported cleanup that is only on paper. Can your guest confirm if the petrochemical bridge will be reconstructed? It's on that road, so definitely it's part of the whole 100.
Not just that. That's what people don't understand. We have a flyover at Akpajo. We have another one at Refinery. We have another one at Onne Junction. Three flyovers. Then the Aleto Bridge, which is talking about, will be reconstructed. It's a six-lane road that we got. Different from the four lanes that we could have gotten if this variation had not come. Three lane on this side, three lane on this other side, with concrete piling. I mean, the road we have gotten is going to be so beautiful. Honestly,
the approval we have gotten,
which will give birth to the road.
The approval that will give birth to the road.
It's so. Something we carefully looked at together, and we got it right. So now it's just to follow up the stage two. But this first phase that we have gotten, I think people should somehow commend those that have fought for it.
Well, this person says that bridge is the first thing that should be done if there will be any remediation work on the ongoing section of the East-West Road. It's not a remediation work, it's a total reconstruction.
Yeah, it's
work.
Total reconstruction.
So, Sparkle Destiny sent in that message. The phone number to call, just in case you haven't noticed, is a new phone number, and I've been calling that out millions of times. I'll continue to do so. If you want to speak with us in the studio, call this particular number, 070-092-3093. I'll call it again, 0700-923-0923. That is the number to call to be a part of the conversation this morning. I'll take some of your messages on Facebook Live now. Thank God Ability at Twigu says, East West Road started during Obasanjo's administration. Later, Adua took over. Our own brother Jonathan was there, unable to complete it. Now, Mr. President, and the road is still under construction. Federal government is playing politics with the East West Road. Ogo General Justice says, if care is not taken, Ogoni Youth will help the contractor not to work by demanding for matching ground and other things, and the road will remain like that. Kennedy Nathan says, I see sincerity in this one. Prince Eni says, so, because the president is not in town, this approval has come to pass. Kudos to our Vice President for this great approval. My prayer is that the construction should begin immediately without any hurdles. Well, it has nothing to do with the president being in town. He would definitely be informed. The Vice President might have just chaired the FEC meeting, but doesn't mean that the president is not aware of what's going to happen. He might have even ordered for that approval before leaving the country. And that's what we have now. So it really doesn't have anything to do with the president being in town or not. More messages on Facebook. Ahir Shoaib says, indigents around that area are making work tough for the companies and federal government because they always demand compensation before projects start. It's high time they stop all those demand for compensations. All right, Kenneth is on the line. Good morning, Kenneth. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Very fine, thank you. Go on.
Yes, I thank God for this discussion. You are guest in the studio. Yes, I will commend him the way he is sounding. Though it's good to sound very optimistic, but then we know the federal government we are dealing with. We know ourselves. We know Nigerian federal, especially this present administration, with a lot of fake promises they've been giving and all that. So he is sounding very optimistic. It's good to sound optimistic. But the initial time, the way he was sounding, it was sounding more like an agent of the federal government, their spokesperson, rather than a representative of the people that are suffering. If not that, the way I like the way you followed him with the questions I've been issued, the way you were bombarding him with questions of uncertainty, how certain he was. So when people are accusing him, you should be very careful how you put the statement. Let them not look as if he's on the side of the federal government, rather than on the side of the people. But I think I will also commend him. He has been following up this matter, you know, closely. So I just pray, I just hope that, let us see, the federal government will actually commence this work. They've approved according to him. They're fine.
So, all right, Kenneth.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Paul from Rukpakulushi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Let me first comment on comment the guest in the studio there. The man has spoken very well. The issue of this East West Road, for me, I'm looking at it this way. The senior men, the people that are concerned in Niger Delta, they are the people preventing development to go on in the Niger Delta, especially on this East West Road. Most of the senior men here believe, my own belief is that they are benefited from the bad statute of the road. Because I can understand they have representatives in every part of the Niger Delta, including the area that this East West Road passes through. And those people, they are not talking. It's their own paramount responsibility for them to either put fire from on the federal government to fix the road, because this is the only road that they have here. The one connecting the east west to the eastern part of Nigeria, that is Aba Road, it's the same bad status. And they are not talking. We have the senators, we have the governor, we have the House of Representatives. We have many of them that they are not even speaking. And then they are speaking like this young man in the studio there. This would have been done very soon. So they are benefiting from the bad status of the road. Me, I'm accusing them directly. That is my own contribution.
All right, Paul, thank you. Oh, well, it says they are benefiting. On Facebook Live, we have more messages. Obelejit Jr. says, LMA people fail to understand that our government can never be trusted. The only way they can get things done is to block that road indefinitely. CG Boy says, the federal government is owing contractors 11.6 trillion. Remember, this is just politics. Okay. Well, the phone lines are still very open, so we'd like to hear from you. My question now, the protest has been called off, and you're confident that, well, we might not need to go on another protest. What would be the next step now for the youths?
Well, the next step now for the youths is to remain calm. You know, I even forgot to inform you, there are two things that's going to happen in the coming days. The very bad spots of the road, there will be some remedial work.
Wise, by the company?
Of course. Wise, the actual construction, we follow sideline. Side. Yeah, side by side. So that's what will be going on, because we have told the government that whilst you are starting the construction of the entire road, you need to create at least one lane for us to be able to pass, because you know we are already in the Yuletide, and people will be the traffic on that road will be high. So all of this have been discussed. So the youths should remain calm and continue to repose that confidence they have reposed in us, as we will continue to ensure that their interests are being protected at all fronts. Now, the issues of machine grant does not arise here. Nobody is going to meet any company to give anybody any machine grant. We will not allow that. We are not also in the habit of doing that. We are a very responsible youth organization. Rather, what we shall do is those of our youth in the communities, both the skills and the unskills, that can do work there to also make living. We will ask the company to engage them. And I don't think that is we'll be asking for too much, because that is within the right of the community to benefit from the activities of that road during the construction. So there won't be any issue at all.
All right, let's listen to Tabere from LMA. Good morning to you. We lost that call, sadly. On Facebook Live, we're still asking you, well, are you convinced? Are we going to see a complete reconstruction of the East West Road, especially the LMA axis of the road this time? Or do you think it's just politics? Well, different opinions have been flying in. You can make yours as well on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Drop your comments on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Promise is on the line from Rumodumaya. Good morning, Promise.
Yes, good morning, my brother.
Welcome.
I must commend our brothers for the step they have taken so far. Honestly speaking, It's a welcome development. I want to urge them to continue, because this administration needs a strong hand, needs this kind of impetus, my brother. Without this, we cannot achieve most of the things we are supposed to achieve, especially this administration, as I speak with you. If not this pattern, if not this kind of way, my brother, we won't achieve it. They won't achieve it. So I think I want to encourage them to continue. The APC administration has failed us. Thank you very much.
All right, promise from Roma Demaya. Thank you very much. On WhatsApp, this one says, I will not believe them until I see caterpillars in the sites. Pastor Olushola wrote to me from Igbo Echie, sent in that message. Well, caterpillars were on site when you left after you suspended the first strike now, and then the roads were still not constructed. So caterpillars on site might not be the sign you need to seek. My friend from Igweche. This one says, I should ask you if he has an idea how many paper-only approvals that this APC government has approved and we never saw it come to fruition. She didn't come here and tell us to appreciate or commend the government. We can't be commending government for signing papers. We should commend them for completing projects. No one commends Wike for signing paper approval from Jeddah's Bejah to flyover, build flyover. He is commended when the job is completed, so your guest can take his commendation and throw it out the window. All right, we'll take two more calls before we go. Gabriel is on the line. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Talk to us.
Sincerely, I commend the guest. I'm from Ogoni, a typical son of Ogoni.
Okay.
I don't want to speak much. I want to make two suggestions. First, the guest should ensure that there is adequate arrangement in respect to insecurity, in respect from host community. This means he has to consider the past mistakes that have been contributing from this past. Two, the nature of government we are working with. He has to ensure that there should be adequate follow-up so as to ensure that funding of that road should not be a vacuum. Finally, he should take that he is appreciated as a federal presidio of the Ogoni, that this thing affects our mothers, our fathers, and we continue to affect our future. Based on this fact, whatever effort is required of him with his associate union, he should take it that he's working for God, not just for financial reasons.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much. Let's go to Emmanuel now from Igruta. Good morning.
My name is Emmanuel from Okrika, not Igruta.
Okay, Okrika, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning to the president of the Ogoni Youth Federation.
Morning.
Let me first of all commend the Ogoni youths for forming a united front concerning this East-West Road. Because I know the condition of that road, because I apply it every day, Monday to Friday, because I work at Ogo. So I know the terrible. I work at Ogo, so I apply that road Monday to Friday, every day, going to work and coming back. And I know the condition of that road, and I want to take him by his word that if they succeeded in blocking that road some time ago, and the government have to intervene to talk with them and to give approval for the rehabilitation or reconstruction of that road, let's just keep our fingers crossed and see what will happen. Secondly, and I want to just also let him know that he has made a category statement in several areas, giving us a assurance that the road is going to be worked on, number one. Two, that communities are not going to disturb the contractors while they will be on site, because that is one major issue we have in this part of the country. When contractors go to site, community people will call for one reason or the other to disturb contractors, and that would delay the process of work. Then thirdly, he has also promised the Ogoni youths, which I am not part of them, that the communities where this work is going to be carried on, that qualified, skilled and unskilled young men and women would be engaged by the company. And I want to call on the company to work with the Youth Federation.
All right, Emmanuel, we have to draw the curtain there. Time already out of our hands. This person is betting with you. Okereke says, I want to bet with the man in the studio that this road is political because it's the same way they have been doing with Ogoni cleanup. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. He is the president of Ogoni Youth Federation, Legbose Yemabana. Thank you for your time. And we hope that we wouldn't see a protest, and at the end of the day, our approval would turn to release of fund and construction work would begin.
If there's need for any further protests, we shall also communicate.
All right. Thank you.